Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and also on the recording. Shabbat blessing, everyone, on this blessed Sabbath, October 7, 2017. This is a review of Chapter 50 entitled A Mount Near, Part 2. This is Lesson 231. Our opening song is a scripture song from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8, from the King James Version, and it has added song as a margin. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Breathe on me breath of the living God. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name.
Shall we pray? Loving Father in heaven, we ask your blessing to be with us this morning, that the stories and the scripture songs that are sung may be impressed on the hearts of each one, especially on the children, that they will have something to carry away with them and be able to reflect on it during the week. And we ask your blessing and your presence to be with us now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from John chapter 7 verses 25 and 26 from the King James Version, and it reads, Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he spake boldly, and they said nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled, A Mount Near, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
John 7:27. Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. John 7:28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue the reading, John 7:29. For I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Amen. John 7:30. Then they sought to take him, but no man lay hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. Amen.
John 7:31. And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? John 7:32. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him.
And continuing, John, Sabbath blessings, everyone. John chapter 7, verse 33. Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. John chapter 7, verse 34. Ye shall seek me, ye shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Romans chapter 10, verse 20. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me.
Romans 10:20. But is it?
Romans 10:21.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Romans 10:21. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Isaiah 24:23. Then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously.
Psalm 72:8. He shall have dominion also from the sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to be covering pages 457 through 458. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 457.
This is Desire of Ages, page 457. And it says, the rulers were silenced, and many of the people exclaimed, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? That was Desire of Ages, page 457, paragraph 1, and continuing on. Many among Christ's hearers who were dwellers at Jerusalem and who were not ignorant of the plots of the rulers against him felt themselves drawn to him by an irresistible power. Next slide, please. Thank you. The conviction pressed upon them that he was the Son of God, but Satan was ready to suggest doubt. For this, the way was prepared by their own erroneous ideas of the Messiah and his coming. It was generally believed that Christ would be born at Bethlehem, but that after a time he would disappear, and his second appearence, none would know whence he came. And that was Desire of Ages, page 457, I think paragraph 2. Next slide, please, and I'll bubble down so someone else can read.
Desire of Ages, page 457. There were not a few who held that the Messiah would have no natural relationship to humanity, and because the popular conception of the glory of the Messiah was not met by Jesus of Nazareth, many gave heed to the suggestion, howbeit we know this, man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Desire of Ages, page 457, paragraph 2. And the top left slide says, there are not few who held that the Messiah would have no natural relationship to humanity.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Why did many of the people exclaim while the rulers were silent? And what suggestion did many give heed to because of the popular conception of the glory of the Messiah, which was not met by Jesus of Nazareth? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? And howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is.
While they were thus wavering between doubt and faith, Jesus took up their thoughts and answered them, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. They claimed the knowledge of what the origin of Christ should be, but they were in utter ignorance of it. If they had lived in accordance with the will of God, they would have known his Son when he was manifested to them. This was Desire of Ages, page 457. Paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus take up and answer while they were thus wavering between doubt and faith? And what would they have known if they had lived in accordance with the will of God? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, Jesus took up their thoughts and answered them, "Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not." And they would have known his Son when he was manifested to them.
Desire Ages, page 457. The hearers could not but understand Christ's words. Clearly, they were a repetition of the claim he had made in the presence of the Sanhedrin many months before, when he declared himself the Son of God. As the ruler then tried to compass his death, so now they sought to take him, but they were prevented by an unseen power, power which brought a limit to their rage, saying to them, thus far shalt thou go, and no further. Desire Ages, 557, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What claim was clearly made in the presence of the Sanhedrin as a repetition of what Jesus spoke many months before? And as they sought to take him, what prevented them to do so? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The claim he had made in the presence of the Sanhedrin many months before, when he declared himself the Son of God, and they were prevented by an unseen power, which put a limit to their rage, saying to them, "Thus far shalt thou go, and no farther."
Desire of Ages, page 457. Among the people, many believed on him, and they said, "When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" The leaders of the Pharisees were anxiously watching the course of events, caught the expressions of sympathy among the throng. Hurrying away to the chief priests, they laid their plans to arrest him. They arranged, however, to take him when he was alone, but they dared not seize him in the presence of the people. Next slide, please. Again, Jesus made it manifest that he read their purpose. Yet a little while am I with you. He said, "And then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me. For where I am, thither ye cannot come." Soon he would find a refuge beyond the reach of their scorn and hate. He would ascend to the Father to be again the adored of the angels, and thither his murderers could never come. Desire of Ages, page 157, paragraph 5.
Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. Question, boys and girls, mommies and dad, and also our guests. Why did the leaders of the Pharisees, who were anxiously watching the course of events, hurry away to the chief priest? And why did Jesus say, "And then I go unto him that sent me"? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Then
they
were among the people, many that believed on him, and said, "Then Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" They laid their plan to arrest him, and again Jesus made it manifest that he made their purpose. He would ascend to the Father.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 13 and 14.
Shall search for me with all your heart. Ye shall seek me, and ye shall find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Ye shall seek me, and ye shall find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13-14.
Amen. And let us continue in our study. We are in desired age.
Sneeringly, the rabbi said, "Whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles?" Little did these cavaliers dream that in their mocking words they were picturing the mission of the Christ. All day long he had stretched forth his hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people, yet he would be found of them that sought him not. Among a people that had not called upon his name, he would be manifest. Romans 10:20-21. Desire of Ages, page 458, paragraph 1. And on the side it says, Jesus had passed through Samaria, and then John 4:4.
Question, boys and girls. Why didn't the rabbis picture while mocking Jesus saying, "Whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles?" And was Jesus far away from this disobedient and gainsaying people? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, of love.
The answer is, little did these cavaliers dream that in their mocking words they were picturing the mission of the Christ. And no, all day long he had stretched forth his hands, yet he was the son of them that sought him not. Among the people that had not called upon his name, he would be manifest.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27. Amen. Praise the Lord.
This is Desire of Ages, page 458. Many who were convinced that Jesus was the Son of God were misled by the false reasoning of the priests and rabbis. These teachers had repeated with great effect the prophecies concerning the Messiah, that he would reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancient gloriously, that he would have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth, Isaiah chapter 24, verse 23, and Psalm chapter 72, verse 8. And that was page 458 of the Desire of Ages. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading,
Then they made contemptuous comparisons between the glory here pictured and the humble appearance of Jesus. The very words of prophecy were so perverted as to sanction error. Had the people in sincerity studied the word for themselves, they would not have been misled. The 61st chapter of Isaiah testifies that Christ was to do the very work he did. Chapter 53 sets forth his rejection and suffering in the world, and chapter 59 describes the character of the priests and rabbis. Desire of Ages, page 458, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why led many to be misled who were convinced that Jesus was the Son of God? And what does the 51st chapter of Isaiah testify of Christ, as well as chapter 53 and 59? If you know the answer to the question, you want bubble up.
The answer is the following reason of the priest and rabbis. And it says testified that Christ was to do the very work he did. Chapter 53 says for his reject and suffering in the world. Rejection and suffering in the world. And chapter 59 describes the character of the priest and rabbi.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, Savior, for dying for all of us. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School Review. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
The name of our piece this morning is In Love. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, a sweet smelling savor, Ephesians 5:1-2. You are to follow God as dear children, to be obedient to all his requirements, walking in love as Christ also hath loved us. Love was an element or principle in which Christ moved. He came to one more trial. He came to embrace the world in the arms of love. Everything Jesus did was done in love. We are to follow the example of set by Christ and make him our pattern. Do you know what a pattern is? It's something you copy. We are to copy Jesus' actions and words until we shall have the same love for others as he manifested or showed for us. He showed it in his words and actions. He seeks to impress us with this profound or deep and detailed lesson of love. If your hearts have been given to selfishness, let Christ imbue you with his love, or put his love in you. He desires that we shall love him fully and encourages, yes, even commands us that we shall love others as he has given us an example. He has made love the badge of our discipleship. Now, a badge is not something you might sew onto your clothes, but it is an action seen in your life. This is the measurement to which you are to reach. Love one another as I have loved you. What height, what depth, and breadth of love. Sorry. That means it's big. This love is not simply to embrace a few favorites. It is to reach to the lowliest and humblest of God's creatures. You don't just love your friends. You show love to everybody, even his creatures. That's the animals. We don't mistreat the animals. Jesus says, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. We're to treat others the same way we want to be treated. The love and sympathy which Jesus would have us give to others does not savor of sentimentalism. In other words, it's not foolishness, which is a snare to the soul. It is a love that is of heavenly extraction. It's like Christ. It is Christ-like love, which Jesus exemplifies by both precept and example. Jesus didn't just talk love. He demonstrated in his life. But instead of manifesting or showing this love, how often we are alienated and estranged from one another. We get mad at somebody and we don't even want to talk to them. That's getting alienated. The result of estrangement from God, you can't be God's friend and hate your neighbor. The result is estrangement from God. The result is dwarfed experience. Dwarf means it's small. A blighting of Christian growth. When something gets blighted, it is sick. The love of Jesus is an active principle, uniting heart with heart in bonds of Christian fellowship. Everyone who enters heaven will on earth have been perfected in love. For in heaven, the Redeemer and the redeemed will be objects of our interest. A person who is an object of your interest is your friend, Sons and Daughters of God, page 147. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savor, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Well, we didn't get thrown out again, so thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our review. Next week, by God's grace, we'll continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled Amos Meir. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, Lord. We glorify you this evening over here and over there morning for a wonderful fellowship on the Sabbath that we are able to remember that you are our Creator, Maker, who blesses us and satisfies us. Lord, we come together to learn of you and your wonderful mighty. Lord, continue to lead us. Give us the power of the Holy Spirit as we continue to learn. Touch every lips of everybody who is guiding us. Those who would wish to listen at a later time, Lord, bless them. Lord, may we all be blessed in this wonderful, beautiful Sabbath. Lord, we thank you all this. Find whatever is fitting and benefiting humanity to sanctify them and to glorify you. Lord, we thank you that you are always with us to lead us in whatever other bidding we ought to make. We thank you all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother John Lahate. Well received. Beautiful prayer. Dear ones, we will continue with our review next Sabbath, by God's grace, part 3. And that will be on the 14th of October. God bless each and every one of you. And may you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath.